last game before Christmas. We kind of talked about this yesterday. Do you have to say more to make sure your club is ready to go?
I don't think so. I think we're coming into a hostile environment here in Edmonton, but I think we have to be prepared for that. The other thing is that we want to finish on a good note before Christmas, just as much as they do, so they're going to want to do the same to us. So it should be make for a good game.
Do you expect Mark Stewart to play tonight?
We're going to see how he does after the morning skate. We'll go from there. That'll be a game time decision.
Is there a difference hitting the holiday on a a losing note versus a winning note? Does it stay with you?
I think it does. I think that players would sooner be able to let their mind go free when they've got a winning situation. So I think it always affects players, winning and losing, and certainly we'd all like to win them all, so it would certainly make a difference.
What's the plan with your goaltenders today?
Pavlik will get the start tonight, and then that's it.
What went into that decision? I know sometimes
Pavlik's played pretty well for us. He's our guy, he's gone pretty good. There's no reason to make a change right now, so we'll just go with him.
The short travel play into it on the back-to-backs at all?
Not really. I think he's played well enough. Not really. It's never really over-calculated the situation. It's a situation where he can handle. It's been a while since he's played back-to-back, so,
There was a situation here the other night, Claude, where at the end of the game, fans were booing pretty good and a fan threw a jersey on the ice. Dallas took exception to that today and had some pretty strong comments about that. As a head coach, how would you feel about a Jets jersey hitting the ice on home ice after a tough loss? Would that upset you, insult you, or how would you?
I don't think it's anything you really enjoy watching, but fans come to games and they expect good results and good things. I think it's just a situation where it's a buildup of frustration, at least in this particular case. We understand it. It's a tough situation. I really don't have a real great comment on it.
Cloak for your teammates. I apologize, I'm jumping in late.
That's all right.
One step forward, maybe half step back, yeah. Another half, just sort of a little bit of back and forth and looking for a bunch of steps forward if you could play.
Well, we'd like to get a little bit more consistency in trying to get wins. Winning isn't easy in this league, first of all, and it doesn't come easy for us. We're in a lot of one-goal games, and the difference in one-goal games sometimes is one mistake or it's a special team goal that you gave up. And like last night, we play Vancouver, thought we played a pretty good game. We just weren't able to get over the hump and close it out. And even at 1-1, we had good opportunities in the second period and the third period, and they get an opportunity, it's in the net. But that's what, sometimes that's the difference, and it really hasn't gone our way, but you have to make it work for you. I think you have to, whether it's luck or whatever, you have to be able to get through those things. And sometimes it just takes better games from more players. And on our team, we've got to have 20 guys going, and I thought we did last night. We were just short on the one end of it.
How much has Mark Scheifele's game grown since that first game of the year here?
Oh, goodness, that first game of the year here was way different. He scored in that game, coming down the wing on a power play, I believe. But he's changed a lot in that, he just matured. I think he's more comfortable, his speed is more evident, he's stronger on pucks, he's making better decisions, he's got chemistry with his line, he had it with Halaschuk, he's had it now with Evander Kane as well. He's changed, a whole lot, but that's what happens with a young player, and now we'll take it game by game and see where it goes with his game, because sometimes they hit bumps in the road as you go forward.
Can he be a number one center? There aren't that many true number one centers in the NHL. Every team's got one. They play as a first line center, but does he have the tools to eventually be a number one center?
I think Mark has the tools to potentially be one, but I don't think we want to put that type of pressure on him right now. I think it's important we just focus on game by game, month by month, not heaping expectations on Mark. He's done real well with his game. He's done the things we've asked him to do. He's built trust in the coaches, so he's been able to do the things that we want him to do. I think we just need to take it one step at a time and see where this game goes. He has enough skill and potential to do some good things. Let's put it that way.
Sure. just got to work him in slowly, but eventually he's got the tools to be a first line.
Well, I think Mark has those tools, and he's proven that he can be in the past in junior, but we want to take it one step at a time. We don't want to put any added pressure on him with the expectation level. These things will all work themselves out, and we'll just...
Like here, where they just told Lugin off, so by the way, you're 18, and you're the first line center.
Well, yeah, I'm not. What they do here is really no bearing on us. For us, we're handling Mark in our fashion, and we just like him to improve. There were some things that he was doing in junior at a lower level that we wanted to change a little bit because of the pro game, and he's done those things, and he's turned out to be a good player for us. We don't, like I say, we don't have any set goals for him as far as numbers and stuff like that. We just want him to be a good player. It'll work itself out for
him. Can you talk about the challenge the Oilers present tonight?
Well, they're going to be an ornery group. We know that. It's going to be, the start of the game is going to be very important. They have speed and skill. I know they haven't scored lately, so the thing with them is if they've got the puck and you're chasing the puck the majority of the game, you're going to be in trouble against them. So I think puck management is going to be really important for us.